If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello there, I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beedenball in for Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris. This week we are tracking a 9 WOKV weather meter here as we monitor a warm afternoon, reaching the low 80s today, so mid-80s possible, especially either side of Highway 301. West of the St. Johns River, too, in the low 80s. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s as you get closer to the coast today, thanks to a southeast breeze keeping you a little bit cooler, so to speak, but still not bad of a day in terms of temperatures. 10 to 15 mile per hour winds out of the southeast. Water temperatures in the mid to upper 60s today along our coastal neighborhoods with a low to moderate rip current risk, too, with that southeast breeze. So heads up for that, but still relatively cool water temperatures. But as we see tonight, we're dropping into the 70s and 60s for your nighttime plans. It's going to be dry, so if you have outdoor dining plans, looking good. Overnight, we dropped out to the low 60s under partly cloudy skies. For Wednesday, tomorrow, we are partly sunny, a little bit warmer in the lower to mid 80s. High temperatures about 84 in Jacksonville or so, about 80 at the coast, but we are going to be dry. Showers and thunderstorms arrive Thursday. That's where we're tracking our next cold front approaching to the area and passing through. Should be drying out as of the latest timing before, sunset or so. But we are tracking the threat for some midday and afternoon showers and thunderstorms coming ahead of that front. It'll be a breezy day before that. 20-plus mile-per-hour winds with some higher gusts. A warm day in the low 80s on Thursday. And an isolated strong storm possible there as well, too. We'll be tracking it on First Alert Doppler HD. And I'll update you in the hour-by-hour forecast here on radio and, of course, on Action News Jax on TV. On CBS 47 and Fox 30. We do dry out for Friday, though, for the end of the work week as you get ready to kick off the weekend. We're mostly sunny skies as of now and high temperatures in the upper 70s and some lower humidity, too. Saturday, there's the weekend. A lot of sunshine, a mild day. 50s in the morning, though. Mid to upper 70s in the afternoon. Hope you have a great day. The day after the solar eclipse, it was a beautiful day out, a mild afternoon, if not warm, there at UNF for our solar eclipse watch party. Thanks for everybody coming out. Gave out all 5,000 of our solar eclipse glasses there at the University of North Florida at the amphitheater there. It was a great event. We all got to experience that, about 64% coverage of the sun. Next one is in 2045, a southwest. Western Clay County in the path of totality as well. So something to look forward to August 12th of 2045. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball for 104.5 WOKV.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.